4. The 24 Counselors. At the center of the 7 angelic residential circles on Jerusalem is located the headquarters of the Urantia Advisory Council, the 24 Counselors. John the Revelator called them the 24 Elders. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. The throne in the center of this group is the judgment seat of the presiding archangel, the throne of the resurrection roll call of mercy and justice for all Satania. This judgment seat has always been on Jerusalem, but the 24 surrounding seats were placed in position no more than 1900 years ago, soon after Christ Michael was elevated to the full sovereignty of Nebadon. These 24 counselors are his personal agents on Jerusalem, and they have authority to represent the Master Son in all matters concerning the roll calls of Satania and in many other phases of the scheme of mortal ascension on the isolated worlds of the system. They are the designated agents for executing the special requests of Gabriel and the unusual mandates of Michael. These 24 counselors have been recruited from the 8 Urantia races, and the last of this group were assembled at the time of the resurrection roll call of Michael, 1900 years ago. This Urantia Advisory Council is made up of the following members. 1. Onagar, the mastermind of the pre-planetary prince age, who directed his fellows in the worship of the Breath-Giver. 2. Mansant, the great teacher of the post-planetary prince age on Urantia, who pointed his fellows to the veneration of the Great Light. 3. Anamanalantan, a far-distant leader of the Red Man, and the one who directed his race from the worship of many gods to the veneration of the Great Spirit. 4. Orlandoff, a prince of the Blue Men, and their leader in the recognition of the divinity of the Supreme Chief. 5. Porshunta, the oracle of the extinct Orange race, and the leader of this people in the worship of the Great Teacher. 6. Singlangton, the first of the Yellow Men to teach and to lead his people in the worship of one truth instead of many. Thousands of years ago the Yellow Man knew of the one God. 7. Phantad, the leader of the Green Men from darkness and their leader in the worship of the one source of life. 8. Orvanon, the enlightener of the Indigo races and their leader in the one-time service of the God of Gods. 9. Adam, the discredited but rehabilitated planetary father of Urantia, a material son of God who was relegated to the likeness of mortal flesh, but who survived and was subsequently elevated to this position by the decree of Michael. 10. Eve, the mother of the violet race of Urantia, who suffered the penalty of default with her mate and was also rehabilitated with him and assigned to serve with this group of mortal survivors. 11. Enoch, the first of the mortals of Urantia to fuse with the Thought Adjuster during the mortal life in the flesh. 12. Moses, the emancipator of a remnant of the submerged violet race and the instigator of the revival of the worship of the Universal Father under the name of the God of Israel. 13. Elijah, a translated soul of brilliant spiritual achievement during the post-material sun age. 14. Machaventa Melchizedek, the only son of this order to bestow himself upon the Urantia races. While still numbered as a Melchizedek, he has become forever a minister of the Most Highs, eternally assuming the assignment of service as a mortal ascender, having sojourned on Urantia in the likeness of mortal flesh at Salem in the days of Abraham. This Melchizedek has latterly been proclaimed vicegerent planetary prince of Urantia, with headquarters on Jerusalem and authority to act in behalf of Michael, who is actually the planetary prince of the world whereon he experienced his terminal bestowal in human form. Notwithstanding this, Urantia is still supervised by successive resident governors general, members of the 24 counselors. 15. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Michael's mission on Urantia and, in the flesh, distant cousin of the Son of Man. 16. 1, 2, 3, the first, the leader of the loyal Midway creatures in the service of Gabriel at the time of the Caligastia betrayal, elevated to this position by Michael soon after his entrance upon unconditioned sovereignty. These selected personalities are exempt from the ascension regime for the time being on Gabriel's request, and we have no idea how long they may serve in this capacity. Seats numbers 17, 18, 19, and 20 are not permanently occupied. They are temporarily filled by the unanimous consent of the 16 permanent members, being kept open for later assignment to ascending mortals from the present post-bestowal sun age on Urantia. Numbers 21, 22, 23, and 24 are likewise temporarily filled while being held in reserve for the great teachers of other and subsequent ages, which undoubtedly will follow the present age. Eras of the magisterial sons and teacher sons and the ages of light and light are to be anticipated on Urantia, regardless of unexpected visitations of divine sons, which may or may not occur.